Welcome to A Resurrected Life, Daily Reflections for Lent. Today is Wednesday, week 5 of Lent. Our reading comes from the Gospel of John and is titled, Repent and Believe the Good News. They answered, Abraham is our father. Jesus said to them, If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing what Abraham did. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did.
As Jesus responds to the many questions, he calls on his understanding of their mutual faith tradition to make this point. Those questioning him were concerned he was not faithful to their faith inheritance. With spirit-inspired dexterity, Jesus refutes their arguments and shows they are not being faithful to what God has revealed. He is trying to expand their understanding of God and God's ways beyond their tightly held parameters. It is very difficult to expand people's understanding of God. The whole of Jesus' ministry was focused on this task. Through his teaching, his parables, his preference for sitting with the wrong people, and his preparedness to take on the establishment, he announced the good news that God is on our side and wants to walk with us and bring us to the life he has to offer. To embrace this life, his kingdom, Jesus calls us to turn away from the futility that is so often a feature of our lives, that is, to repent and to welcome God's invitation. Some loved him for it, and some wanted him dead. Jesus is not alone. If you are to live the good news, there will be those, even among your faith community, who will reject what you say, what you do, and even who you are. We had a call on our faith tradition to help us. The Bible commences with two different stories, both concerning creation. The truths they seek to relate are not primarily historical or scientific. They are much more significant than that. These stories seek to teach us what it means to be in a relationship with the one who holds us in being. There we receive the promise that God desires to restore that relationship to its original strength and innocence. The stories do not end there. To Noah, God teaches what it means to trust. To Abraham and Sarah, the meaning of faith. To Ruth, God's concern for all people, regardless of race, status, or gender. To David, God is at work in the people we often dismiss and what it means to be forgiven. To Solomon, the nature of true wisdom. To Gideon, what it means to have confidence in God. To Jonah, what it means to respond to God. To Job, what it means to hang on amid darkness and confusion. To Esther, what it means to trust in God amid debilitating fear. The list goes on.
Putting the word into practice.
Jesus is the story's central point, the one who brings it all together. Everything authentic taught to us about God in the Old Testament comes to birth in Jesus and is revealed in his life, death, and resurrection. In Jesus, the storyteller, who is God, becomes one of us. Our story becomes God's story.
Let us pray. Jesus, write your wisdom on my heart and empower me to live the joy of the gospel in our world. Amen.